Counterflow Clunker Poster Child read by an automated voice by Steve Hintoon. Are you up for a pop quiz today? Okay, here we go, and please no peeking ahead to the answers. Q1. In their comments to FERC on the Department of Energy proposal, how many times did First Energy and Murray Energy use the word baseload to refer to the generation they want subsidized?
4.
40.
400.
Q2. What does baseload mean according to DOE's Energy Information Administration, in percent of hours that a plant runs?
About 40% of the time.
About 80% of the time.
About 100% of the time.
Q3. What percent of hours did First Energy's WH Sammis coal plant, our clunker poster child, run last year?
About 40% of the time.
About 80% of the time.
About 100% of the time.
Q4. In their comments to FERC, how many times did First Energy and Murray Energy use the word premature to refer to retirement of the generation they want subsidized?
17.
117.
170.
Q5. How old are First Energy Sammis units slated for retirement?
18 years.
38 years.
58 years.
Q6. The ages of First Energy Sammis units are more than the average retirement age of coal plants for every year since 1999. Less than the average retirement age of coal plants for every year since 1999.
Q7.
How much would it cost consumers to subsidize the Sammis units?
$1 million.
$1 billion. No one has the foggiest idea. The answers. The answer to Q1 is C. First Energy and Murray Energy use the word baseload an amazing 400 times. Truth by repetition. The answer to Q2 is C. About 100% of the time. The meaning of a baseload plant is one that produces electricity at an essentially constant rate and runs continuously, per DOE's EIAA Glossary. 1. The answer to Q3 is A, about 40% of the time. EIAA data show Sammis 2016 generation is 8,112,503 MWh too relative to Sammis plant capacity of 2,220 MW. So the Sammis capacity factor is 41.7%. Sammis Power Plant Robert S. Donovan, CC by NC 2.0. Let's pause here to observe that First Energy Sammis plant, running about 40% of the time, cannot be a baseload plant, which by EIAA definition must run about 100%. It is not even close. And this isn't some recent phenomenon due to low natural gas prices and or renewable penetration. The EIAA data show that the Sammis plant has had a poor capacity factor since 2009. And I have not cherry-picked the Sammis plant. The Sammis units are the largest units that First Energy has identified for future retirement to PJM.3. That's why Sammis is our clunker poster child. Okay, back to the answers. The answer to Q4 is C. First Energy and Murray Energy use the word premature an amazing 170 times. The answer to Q5 is C. 58 years. The retiring Sammis units were built from 1959 to 1962, for the First Energy website, four, and they're scheduled to retire in 2020. The answer to Q6 is A. The average retirement age of coal plants for every year since 1999 has never exceeded 54 years. 5. Let's pause here to observe that the retiring Sammis units are old, almost as old as me. They're well past the average annual retirement ages of coal plants. So there is absolutely nothing premature about the Sammis units retiring. The answer to Q7 is of course, C. Nobody has the foggiest idea what it will cost consumers to subsidize the non-baseload, old Sammis units. And the cost will not just be squandered consumer money. Keeping clunkers like Sammis around will keep out new power plants that are three times as reliable as the clunkers. 6. Not to mention losing the environmental/public health benefits of cleaner generation. 7. Let us hope FERC does the right thing. https://www.aia.gov/tools/glossary/index.php?it=b. https://www.aia.gov/electricity/data/browser/. https://pjm.com/media/planning/gen/retire/pending/deactivation-requests/xls.ashx. https://www.firstenergycorp.com/content/dam/corporate/generation-map/files/w%20h%20samus%20plan%20facts.pdf http://www.powermag.com/americasaginggenerationfleet/. As discussed in an earlier column, retiring units in PJM have an outage rate that is 3 times the new units. http://pjm.com/media/committees/groups/committees/mrc/201709282017092 item 07-2017-erm-study-presentation.ashx. As discussed in an earlier column, the environmental/public health damage of coal generation amounts to about $32 per megawatt hours, relative to $1.60 per megawatt hours for natural gas generation. https://www.nap.edu/catalog/12794/hidden costs of energy, unpriced consequences of energy production, and